It is time to bring in Mike Causey as we kick off our sports here on Robinhood Radio. And obviously, it's a big racing weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, so pretty big weekend of racing?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. So that's what we're doing. We're giving 2 days to it, today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we usually do the Friday card Thursday morning and the Derby card on Friday, so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do the Oaks. Some of the Oaks card.
All right, well, let's let her rip.
It's going to rain. It's not going to be nice there tomorrow. So with that in mind, that's the way we did the races. So we're only going to do a few of them because a lot of the turf races are not going to know what's going to happen with them. If they're going to stay on, who's going to scratch. I will do one, though. First race going to do is the seventh race at Churchill. And remember, the post time tomorrow for Churchill Downs is at 10:30 in the morning, Saturday, too. So these races, even though they're high numbers, they're going to be running early. Point in case, the seventh race is the Yali Sheba, grade 2, mile 16th on the dirt. This race goes off tomorrow at 2:09 in the afternoon, so it's not going to be a 5 o'clock start here. This is a 2 o'clock race. There's eight horses in this field for the race tomorrow. A couple horses I'm looking at. I'm not going to go with the favorite Olympiad. This horse has never been on the wet. However, if the track is playing speed, you have to throw the horse in your numbers. But I do everything for an honest track. One horse I'm looking at is the 2 Wayburn, trained by Brendan Walsh. 2 times on the wet with a win in a second. Never been on the track at Churchill Downs, but has run in some pretty big races. And he had a sloppy race at Aqueduct where the horse won by a length and a quarter. And another big race at Aqueduct on a sloppy track as well. So at 5-1, this horse is a use. My top playing here is going to be the 7, Happy Saver. This horse is by Super Saver out of a distorted humid mare. Super Saver has been throwing a lot of wet track horses. I think this horse will be one. This horse ran in the sloppy track in the Suburban at Belmont last year and ran third, got beat by 2. Came back in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Saratoga, mile and a quarter, grade 1. And another mile and an eighth at the Clark, second in both of those races. Ran second to a big horse in the Clark, that's Maxfield. Maxfield was just an unlucky horse in his career with a couple of injuries. So running second to Maxfield in the Clark is not a small feat at all. And another horse I'm looking at in here is a long shot, the 8 Title Ready out of a Monarco spare. This horse is 3-4 in the wet and ran a pretty decent race at Oaklawn. It doesn't look like a good race, but it was a lot better than it looks. With Dallas Stewart, who has hit the board with some big numbers, look for him to do it again in this race on Friday. So 2.78 exacta box with the 7 horse to win. From here, we will do a turf race. The 8th race is a grade 2, the Edgewood, a mile and a 16th on the turf. Like I said, only on the turf, but we're doing this because there are some horses in here that do like an off-turf. So the 5, Dulce Zell, trained by Chad Brown, ran recently at the beginning of April at Keeneland on a good track, going a mile, ran second. This horse is kind of sitting in the middle of the pack, make a late move, which you can't be too far out of it on a wet track, and I don't think this horse will be too far out of it. So the 5, Dulce Zell, is a play. And looking for a long track that has the same kind of running style and getting blankers for the first time for Brendan Walsh again is the 9 horse New Year's Eve. 12-1 morning line. Ran a nice race on and off turf at Fairgrounds. I think you're going to go with a favorite and a long shot in here. So the 9 horse New Year's Eve and the 5 horse Dulce Zell are going to be my plays in the Edgewood if it stays on the turf. If it comes off, forget it. None of those horses are even going to get a shot. I don't know what I'll do if it comes off. And then that's going to bring us to the Oaks as the 11th race. Now, as the races get closer to the Oaks, the 7th race, like I said, goes off at 2 o'clock. The 11th race, which is the Oaks, goes off at 5:50. So you got almost a 4-hour gap in those races. It's a real contentious race. You're going to hear a couple of horses. They're going to think of being real big plays as favorites, but with the wet track, it's kind of an equalizer. You got to know you're breeding. One horse I'm going with is the 3 horse at 20-1, Hidden Connection. This horse won by 9 in the Pocahontas. That's at Churchill Downs. Never been on a wet track, but it's bred top and bottom for it. This horse is out of a Curlin sire and an awesome again mare. Both of those horses were big on the wet track. Brett Calhoun knows what he's doing with a racehorse. 20-1 doesn't scare me. I'm going to use the three horse Hidden Connection. Another horse in here, which you're going to hear a lot about, is Echo Zulu. This horse is going to the front, go as long as she can, as fast as she can, by Gunrunner out of a Menifee mare. This horse is 1-for-1 on a wet, going 7 furlongs at Saratoga on a good track. Tomorrow's going to be very sloppy. This horse will get pushed by others in this race. Has made some easy leads and extended from there, but tomorrow this horse is going to go through the acid test. And what I think will be the favorite, I'll put in my supers and tries, but no win money or exacta money using Echo Zulu for me tomorrow. Two other horses I'm looking at. One is the 13, Shahama, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse comes from the United Arab Emirates, and this horse is undefeated 4-for-4. Is bred for wet. Ran a mile in a 3/16 race, last race at the UAE. Won by two. Like I said, at 15-1, and you get Flavian Pratt, who's one of the top jockeys in the country, and a wet track, all those variables makes me use this horse tomorrow. But my top horse is going to be the 10, Kathleen O. This horse is 1-for-1 in the wet, 1 at Aqueduct in the mud, closing off the pace. Undefeated 4-for-4, won the Gulfstream Park Oaks, the Devona Dale, and before that the Cash Run. All very convincingly, won all three of those races by a total of 14 lengths. Horse has done nothing wrong, bred for the wet, 7-2 morning line, probably get 3-1 on this horse. That's going to be my win bet in this race. So we're going to go with a 13, 10, 7, 3, exacta and trifecta box in the Oaks. And in these races, don't be afraid to box several horses because the payouts, all you need is one big long shot in there, you're going to get a lot of money back.
All right, we'll check again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll do the Derby and a couple other races going with it.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a rundown of the races this morning on Robin Hood Radio. On sports now, we continue on. Made a mistake with the old mouse here, but we're back in action. All right, in sports news, first of all, we'll start off with the New York Giants story. Giants head coach Brian Daboll wants Daniel Patrick Jones to let it rip in 2022, pull the trigger and attack. Of course, Jones is entering his fourth year with the Giants out of 5 years. They have not renegotiated his contract, so this is his big year. He likely has to prove himself worthy enough to keep the starting job in the future. They will decline a fifth-year option with the possibility of using the franchise tag on him before the start of next season. He told the Fan Radio's Tiki and Turney he wants Jones to let it loose. Quote, these are the first and half weeks that have been around him since the off-season program began. I'm impressed with his work ethic, his leadership, and the way he handles the guys. He does a good job in the huddle. I want him to be himself, too. I want him not to be afraid of consequences and pull that trigger and attack and have a positive mindset and continue to grow and learn. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anything can happen. All right, let us go and take a look at Major League Baseball. After that big home run in Toronto the other night by Aaron Judge, and the Toronto fan gave the ball to a kid that was sitting in the stands that had a Judge jersey on. Well, after the game, the whole family got to meet Judge, hang out, get an autograph, and have a good time with their hero. So another heartwarming story out of the world of sports. Taking a look at Major League Baseball from yesterday. Let's take a look at the teams that we follow in our area. The Braves beat the Mets 8-2. As we skin down, the Rays beat the Athletics 3-0. We care about the Rays because, of course, they go up same division as the Yankees. The Yankees fell to the Blue Jays by a score of 2-1. The Angels pounded the Red Sox by a score of 10-3. So that is the way Major League Baseball looked yesterday locally. Yesterday in the NBA, Miami beat Philadelphia 119-103. And yesterday, the Phoenix Suns defeated the Dallas Mavericks by a score of 129-109. So now Miami leads the 76ers 2-0, and Dallas is behind in their series. Phoenix leads that series 2-0. That was the NBA from last week. Coming up in the USFL, tomorrow the Stars and the Panthers will be playing. That'll be at noon on FS1. And on Saturday, the Generals and the Maulers have a game at 2:30 on Peacock. The Bandits and the Stallions at 7 o'clock on Fox. And then on Sunday, it's the Gamblers and Breakers. That will be at 2 o'clock on NBC. And that, my friends, is our full check of sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.